Pakistan's top court overturns a controversial blasphemy conviction, and the WWF says we're eating everything to death. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Wednesday, October 31st. The Supreme Court in Pakistan has ordered the release of a woman sentenced to death in 2010 for blasphemy against Islam. Asia Bibi, a Christian and mother of four, denied the original charges stemming from a row in her village with several Muslims. Tensions are running high over the ruling in Pakistan, where critics of the top court's order have taken to the streets in major cities. The fuselage of a crashed Indonesian Lion Air jetliner may have been found. That's according to Indonesia's top military commander, whose troops are assisting the search operation. The Boeing 737 MAX plunged into the sea on Monday with 189 people on board. They are all presumed dead. An Afghan army helicopter crashed in the southwest of the country early today, killing 25 crew and passengers. That's according to provincial officials. The Taliban said it shot down the aircraft. Separately, a suicide attack outside the country's largest prison in the capital Kabul killed at least 7 people. Nobody has yet claimed responsibility for that attack. Despite calls from critics to stay away, the US president on Tuesday visited the synagogue and site of a deadly attack in Pittsburgh. 11 Jews died in the assault on Saturday, blamed on an anti-Semite armed with an AR-15 assault rifle. Trump's critics say his divisiveness is part of the problem leading to acts of violence like this. The visit came a week before midterm congressional elections that Trump is treating as a referendum on his agenda. And finally, the WWF is warning that humans are killing and eating the planet's animals, and we might not survive our own appetites. The group says we've already wiped out 60% of all animals with a backbone, and that's just in the last 50 years. The finding echoes another data set that suggests a mass extinction event may be underway. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.